News release: Simcoe County Rovers FC Barrie. The Simcoe County Rovers lost 2-1 to Vaughan Azurie on Saturday, ending their thrilling, successful inaugural season in the semi-finals. Facing one of the best soccer clubs in the province, the Rovers hung with Azurie all game long and even opened the scoring on a 12th-minute goal from Ethan Beckford, but two second-half goals from Azurie ended up being too much for the Rovers to overcome. The loss ends a successful season for the franchise, on both the men's and women's sides. For the men, they finished 5th place in the League One standings during the regular season, which allowed them to make the playoffs in their first season. They continued their success into the playoffs, where they beat North Toronto Nitros on the road to win their first-ever playoff game as a franchise before being one half away from making it to the finals. The team experienced success on the individual side of things, too, highlighted by Beckford, who found the back of the net 17 times in 19 games. Not to be outdone was Sean-Claude Lawson, who scored 6 goals while assisting on many of Beckford's goals. Equally as important to the Rovers was seeing a pair of their players move on to bigger and better things. It started with Leiford Allen, who transferred from the Rovers to the New Zealand Premier League in May and continued with local native Adhan O'Hara, who recently transferred to Manchester 62 FC in the Gibraltar National League after spending time in Ireland on training. The women experienced their fair share of success too, as evident by making the playoffs as the 5th seed and being in contention to host a home playoff game right until the very end of the regular season. They were led all season long by Chloe Uddenberg, who led the team in goals with 10. Not far behind her was Brianne Dessa, who tallied 6 goals for the ladies. Just as important to their success was goalkeeper Yasmin Jamieson, who picked up 4 clean sheets on the season for the Rovers. Combined, the Rovers, who saw the crowds grow larger and larger each week, finished the season with the second highest point total in League One with 85 points shared between the men's and women's teams. The success of both teams has the Rovers in the driver's seat to make it to the top division of League One for the 2024 season, which was a priority for the Rovers franchise heading into the season. While the season may be over, the news cycle is never. Follow us all off-season long on our socials at RoversFC_L10.